Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC, in Gaffney, Alabama, with your host, financial advisor, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, Lori, we have a lot to cover this week, but before we can get into things, how about those Braves?
All right. Go Braves.
Congratulations to all you Brave fans who waited 26 years. Job well done. You know, after their win, the commentators were going up to them and interviewing them, and I'm really not even sure at that moment that what just happened had sunk into them.
Right.
Maybe it will whenever they get back to Atlanta. You know, I don't know. But I do know that they couldn't have done it without hard work, determination, adjustment, and planning. And, you know, so job well done to them. But before we get into some of our topics today, the number we want you to remember is 251-625-1226. So let's get down to business, as they say. Gary, you've met with a lot of people this week, and they've had some level of concern about what's going on top of the hill. And they should. You know, so there's a lot more going on about building than just building back our roads and infrastructures. There's a lot of other little bills, if you want to say, that are being debated over. And some of those things are climate change, taxes, Medicare, and even immigration, just to name a few. So if you're watching the news between the World Series last night, you also may have seen some early poll results of a governor's race that was occurring in Virginia and New Jersey. So a lot of things were going on last night. So having said that, you might be asking yourself, well, how does what's going on in Virginia and New Jersey impact me?
Well, it sounds like you've been watching or listening to our show, because what you're talking about are things that are being planned. You know, talking about bills that change and address climate change, or bills that address our future tax needs, bills that address the future health care needs as our population ages. Well, these are all things that a group of people are planning for. And when you talk about the Braves, I've said it many times on this show, they didn't get there just by showing up at a ball field. They got there by throwing hundreds of thousands of pitches, by watching hours and hours of films. They sat and planned and prepared and didn't just walk out and say, well, we're just throwing a ball around. And planning for retirement, it's just like that, just on a smaller scale. You know, they're making plans in Washington to address big, huge issues that you and I can't address in our armchair at home or in our office where we're talking to our financial professional. But what they are doing is they are looking forward into the future, and they're asking, what kind of plans do I need to make? What do I need to think about that's going to be important to me when I get to the time when I want to retire?
Right. And it's also something to consider in that thought process is looking at how you're going to manage if you're on a fixed income. You know, because if you're in retirement and you don't have the preparation, or maybe you haven't had a moment to actually sit down and review what you put in place some time ago, you might find yourself in a tougher financial situation down the road, you know, especially when you start dealing with some of like the tax hikes that Congress is talking about in there. That's huge. I mean, let's be real. Who do you think really is going to foot that bill? You think they're going to pay your taxes? No. Do you think that what they're voting on right now is going to help the actual worker like you and I? Do you think those that they're talking about is going to help us in some way?
I think different things are going to affect different aspects of our life. But when you talk about things like taxes, well, you know, taxes are inevitable. They've been here for years. They're going to continue to be here. But one of the things that we ask clients to consider is, when you retire, are your taxes going to be lower? So if your taxes are going to be lower, well, great. Let's just put money away in tax-deferred vehicles where you don't have to pay the tax till you use it. Well, but for the most people, our taxes are not going to be lower in retirement. So part of good financial planning is looking for vehicles where you can go ahead and either buy the IRS out or significantly reduce the amount of taxes when you're taking your money out. Because if your taxes are higher, the amount of money you get to keep after tax is lower. And when you have lower income or lower money, you have to change your lifestyle.
That's why we encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, and take advantage of the offer for a complimentary consultation, a portfolio review, a risk analysis. Simply pick up the phone and call that magic number Vicki mentioned at the beginning of the program, 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And of course, I'm always going to encourage you, please go to the website and look at some of the information that we post there about different aspects of retirement planning. There's information there about retirement income. There's information there about preparing for your healthcare needs. We'll talk about that in a few minutes with Medicare. There's information there that you can go at your own time and pull up. And then if that raises a question for you, leave a question there or call the office and just ask us whatever question is on your mind, because each of us approach retirement in a little bit different way. You know, there's one thing that is pretty common in retirement is people aren't working anymore. That's not 100%, because some people don't want to quit working, but some people do. And that's part of figuring out what you want to do during this magic period that you're going to move into, that we've probably never planned for, probably didn't practice for, probably didn't have a whole lot of thought about until you actually got there. So that's what we help people do. We help people look at ways to increase the money that they have in retirement, how to take the money they have and protect it from things like taxes, like inflation. I think you're going to talk about inflation in just a minute here. But we've got to protect that money that we have and protect it, one, from losses, protect it, two, from an increase in taxes, which is reduces the amount of money we have, and protect it from not having a way for the money to grow. You have to have some growth in order to address the higher cost of living. We've had price increases all our life, and they don't go away when you retire. You know, most people think, well, you know, I'll have enough money to retire. Well, okay. How closely have you looked at that? How closely, and I know you hate me to use this word, how closely have you looked at a budget? Ooh, that's a nasty word. People hate budgeting, but budgeting does let you look at the amount of money that you've put away for retirement, and it really comes down to just pure math. When you add in what you've saved and you subtract out what your essential expenses are, that's how much you have left. And what you have left determines some of the lifestyle decisions you get to make when you retire.
That's right, Gary. And you're talking about income. You're talking about ways to make your income during your retirement or even in your pre-retirement planning years last as long as your retirement does. And so there are a lot of things to sit down and start, you know, maybe talking and looking at, like the taxes. You know, some of the changes that are occurring might have something to do with your estate taxes. So definitely talking with someone that can help you figure that out is very beneficial. You know, and in planning an estate taxes also, I've seen a lot of individuals incorporate life insurance into some of that planning now with some of the changes that those people on the Hill are talking about. Can you explain some of the benefits of that as far as tax preparation?
Well, it depends on your particular situation. Some people use life insurance just as a way to pay for essential expenses when they're gone. Some people use life insurance as a savings vehicle. You know, there are many different reasons to use it and many different variations of life insurance. And it kind of comes down to what your individual needs are. When you're planning your estate and planning how you want to pass your estate on, there's cost in there. And we refer our clients out to estate attorneys because we're not attorneys, we're not CPAs, but we regularly interact with clients, CPAs and attorneys, to make sure that they're staying on track for what they're going to need when they do decide to say, hey, you know what, I'm kind of tired of working. I'd rather just kind of enjoy the day, enjoy the afternoon, just not really think about having to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock and go to work every day.
Well, retirement might not be something folks want to think about, but it's a necessity. And Safe Harbor Financial Services and Daphne is here to help with a complimentary consultation to help look at that retirement plan, see where you are and where you want to go. All it takes is a phone call at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984 for a complimentary consultation.
And you know, you hit the nail on the head a minute ago. Income, I'm not going to say it's everything, but many things revolve around the income that you have in retirement.
Well, Gary, I can't just go pay my bills on hope and wishes. I've got to have money, and that's important to me. Income through my lifespan is something that I need to feel comfortable with. I don't want to have to sit about and worry, well, oh, is my Social Security check is running late, and that's a large part of my funds. Oh, what am I going to do? Because that's real for people. So I think money is very important. Income is very important while I'm sitting here not drawing a paycheck any longer.
Absolutely. I mean, because income is key to being able to afford a retirement. And the question is, where's your income going to come from in retirement? Well, naturally, a lot of people think, well, part of their income in retirement is going to come from Social Security. And that's true. You know, we've all been paying into Social Security as long as we've been working. And, you know, I get that Social Security check every month. I do look forward to it. But that is only a part of what I use for income. Social Security was never designed to be income for people in retirement. It was designed as part of a Social Security net to help defray part of the cost of retirement. Other sources of retirement funds are things like your 401ks. You know, that's what most of us have been using for 15, 20 years because it's been a way to put our money away, to let it grow, to have a reasonable amount of safety, and to let it grow without paying taxes on it. But how many people have the discipline to take a certain amount of money out of that 401k every year or every month to make it last for their entire lifetime? Because the last thing you want to happen when you're retiring is to wake up one morning and say, oh, my bank account's empty, and the money I've got coming in is not enough to pay the essential bills. So planning for income is one of the key things that people worry about in retirement. You have to be able to count on an income, just like you've counted on an income while you've been working. It's been there virtually every week, every 2 weeks, every month, depending on what your pay frequency is. But that income has determined how you live your life. And so having a guaranteed stream of income, like Social Security or like something else, is important. And it's important that it never runs out. Because when your income runs out, you're probably going to change your lifestyle. Most of us don't even want to think about changing our lifestyle. It's the reason most of us put off planning until the very last minute, because it's uncomfortable. We don't like what we have to think about.
Well, Gary, there's one thing that I've had to think about lately. When I made my last pass yesterday afternoon through Zaxby's, there was a sheet of paper on the speaker box that said, "Sorry for the inconvenience, but due to the rise in cost of food and stuff, that we've had to increase our prices." Oh my goodness. I'm paying more now for just a quick little drive-through than I was about a year ago because of this word, inflation. And I'd like to just take just a second to kind of explain how I see inflation. And of course, this is all just how we all view. We might just have different views of it. But, you know, I mean, due to cost increases, when our suppliers have an increase in cost, we also get to feel that increase as well, right? So let's get back on the real train here. Do we ever think that once these suppliers have had to increase their costs, they're ever going to decrease it? I mean, they might, but they might not, you know? And then so if they were going by that same view of they're probably not, and we're paying more for the same thing, well, let's get a little bit further into what actually is inflation. And I think that's a perfect definition of it. It's the increase of prices over time. So in preparing for retirement, are you preparing for rising costs that could pose a risk to your retirement? Now, that's not to say that inflation should be thought of in a completely negative way. I mean, because without inflation, wages would remain the same. And we can also look at it as an indicator of growth in our economy. Okay, well, that doesn't sound so bad, but let's think about this. In May of 2021, inflation reached 5%. That's the highest level that it had reached in over 13 years. And what we end up facing is our costs being more than our income, and this is causing our money to not go as far as it once did. So over time, as this is happening, inflation could end up eroding our purchasing power, and that can be especially challenging for people who are living on a fixed income. So it's real. It's out there. It can go back down. It can rise back up. But you have to have a plan in place. And that's why it's so important to just review what you have in place. See if it's keeping up. You had a guy come in the other day. He said, "Hey, take a look at this," and found out that what was going on with him, he had been stagnant since 2015. So it's just another reason to give our office a call at 251-625-1226.
And that number again, 625-1226, or toll free, 877-251-1984.
And of course, I'm always going to suggest, because some people are up at different hours and some people don't have time to just get up and come in, go to our website. Go to Ask Jim Bird, that's BYRD, AskJimBird.com, or Google Safe Harbor Financial Daphne. It's important to put Daphne in there, and you'll get to our website. So, you know, we've talked a lot so far about the income side, about bringing money in. We talked about how inflation takes some of that money away because it's going to erode your purchasing power. Let's talk about the big concern for a lot of people. And right now, we're in a period where people can make decisions about their health care, because income is the number one concern for people retiring. Will I run out of life before I run out of money? Or will I run out of money before I run out of life? I'm sorry, I got that backwards there. But medical cost. Medical cost for health care, medical cost for doctor's visits, medical cost for prescription drugs. Those are becoming, well, they're becoming more and more important because our population is aging. Last year in 2020, the oldest baby boomer turned 75, because that's our first baby boomers were born around 1946. So now we're still having lots of baby boomers turn 65, but the oldest baby boomer turned 75. So that means there's a lot of people out here that are depending on Medicare. And this is a period right now until December the 7th where people who are using Medicare to help cover their health care expenses have an opportunity to take a look at what they're doing to see if they're getting all the benefits that they're paying for, to see if they could be paying too much. If you're watching television right now, you probably have not turned on a station and not seen someone talking about taking a look at your Medicare plans. Again, this is a short time period that ends on December the 7th that you can take a look at what you're paying right now for your current Medicare and compare that to what will be available after the first of the year, because each plan changes after the first of the year. For some people, the best route is to use a Medicare supplement, and that has advantages and disadvantages. For other people, a Medicare Advantage plan is right. There are differences between those two plans, and there's a reason to use either one. But you need someone that can help you take a look at those and say, hey, here are the benefits in this plan. If you're watching television, you're hearing, oh, there's meals, there's transportation, there's lower prescription drug cost, there's zero copays, there's zero monthly premiums. Those things are all there, but it depends on the plan that you pick. And then there's that one that I just love hearing about, the give back benefit. I think they've changed that name. Now, there is a very good reason for some people to receive that, because everybody doesn't have the same amount of income. And so, yes, it is true that part of your Medicare benefits or part of your Medicare cost can be covered if you cannot afford them. And that's what they're talking about. You can have virtually all of your Medicare Advantage or supplement costs covered, and you can get money added back to your Social Security check depending on your income level. So the folks that are going to get the benefit of that are folks that do not have a higher income but still have health care needs. We can't get away from health care. We're aging, our population is aging, and medicine and our health needs are going to be a bigger and bigger part of our life as we live longer. Most of us are not counting on dying at 70.
And Gary, one of the things that I recall you talking about the office during this Medicare enrollment period is you've been telling people that they've made some adjustments to insulin.
Yes.
And the cost of insulin this year. So it might be worth someone picking up the phone and calling our office and just saying, hey, can I just come in and get a review and just kind of check out if this would benefit me if they have the need for insulin.
Right. If you're dealing with diabetes and insulin, you know, there was a big brouhaha a few months ago about the cost of some insulins. And the carriers, I believe, are responding to this because people do have to depend on insulin. And many of the plans this year are having new benefits and lower costs for insulin. But you have to look at your plan. And just like planning your retirement income, you need to look at your plan at least every couple of years. I'd suggest looking at it every year, because it costs you nothing to look. And you'll be able to see if some of these extra benefits are there. There are plans out here that will give you extra money for dental. And some people don't go to the dentist because they just don't have the money. Some of these plans include up to $1,500 for dental care, and that's at no extra cost. Some of them include extra benefits for vision care or for hearing aids. So if your plan's not including that, you might want to look around and see what your cost and what you're paying for to see if there's something better out there for you. You don't want to just give money away. But for some people, and I looked at a client the other day, we were literally going to save them several hundred dollars a month, which equated to several thousands of dollars a year that was not coming out of their pocket to pay for costs that they're going to have every day, every week, every month for the rest of their life.
That's awesome.
And Gary, while they're looking at Medicare or considering possible Medicare changes, How about this topic no one likes to talk about, but it's important to think about? Long-term care. I heard it's Long-Term Care Awareness Month.
I think every month is some awareness month, you know, and that's fine. And you're right. Long-term care is something most of us never want to think about because we think we'll never need it. But the reality is that people that are 65 right now, men have about a 60 to 70% chance of needing some kind of long-term care over the rest of their life. Women actually have a little bit higher average of needing long-term care because you all are living longer than us. I guess, you know, you didn't pick up some of our bad habits. Maybe you just have better genes. I don't know.
We have our own bad habits.
But, you know, long-term care is not what you would immediately think of as, well, living in a nursing home. Long-term care starts much more subtly. Long-term care can mean needing some help doing some regular things in your house, maybe going shopping, cooking meals, paying some bills. And usually that starts out with a family member. That's called custodial care. It's not expensive. It can be expensive if you have to hire people from outside to come in and take care of that for you. And then you get into what we really think of as long-term care, assisted living facilities, full-service nursing facilities. I think we've mentioned this before, and I was corrected at one of our recent seminars. I think I said an assisted living facility right now, which is not acute care, could run about $48,000 per year. And after the seminar, a person who works in that area came up and said, boy, you're really undershooting that mark. It's way higher than that. And for a full-service nursing facility, up near $100,000 a year. Now, how do you pay for that? Some people are paying for it out of their pocket. In some of our plans, when you need services like that, we can double your income for a certain period of time. So that's a reason to come in and find out what's there.
Absolutely. We encourage you to call for all of these topics concerning your financial planning for your retirement. Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And just as a little extra note toward the end, you know, we are exiting the end of 2021, thank goodness for most of us. But if you're thinking about retirement or in retirement, sit down with your spouse or your partner and reevaluate your goals and give us a call so that we can help you step by step. Because as you've heard, there are a lot of different things to consider, a lot of different choices to be made, and you shouldn't do it alone. Let us help you take that first step and give us a call. And we thank you for listening.
Thank you both very much. Good show. Financial advisor Gary Garner and Director of Operations Vicki Miller with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Take advantage of those offers. Call 625-1226, 877-251-1984, or log on to AskJimBird.com. That's BYRD, AskJimBird.com. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.